Rich men's houses. I have quoted myself once already in a poem, Uses of Live Odds, that poor men don't belong in rich men's houses. I said it first in an essay, Death by Persona, about John Forbes. I say he spent too much time in the houses of those friends financially better off than he was. I will tell you how I witnessed the Luna Park fire, because I'm thinking bleakly of those new things I know about it. Lionel Murphy being friends with the crime boss of Sydney, Abe Saffron, who is said to have ordered it so that he could take over the land, a set-up to be approved by the Labour Party. Poor men are a danger in rich men's houses. But then, when the fire burned the ghost train, a man and some children, I was young. I saw it when I'd had to transfer an opera ticket from my usual cheap matinees to a sleekly wealthy first night of The Girl of the Golden West. It was the only time I saw Donald Smith sing, his voice less harsh than the recordings, much more tender, in focus to his soprano, directed only to her, as if a small, fat, bald man were ideal lover. We've moved into triplets, I must be nervous. There was reason to be nervous, but the guess I had then was only about some fire as such, if intuitively looking at the exits, fearing smoke. When it was late and we had left the opera house, there was a light reflected in the harbour, like the shuddering of autumn leaves on tar, and no one left the pier. One followed their gaze and saw the flames three times the height of the head and clown's face leer underneath. Next day the dead were numbered, but I remember the strange tallness of the pure thick flames, no blackness and no breath of creeping smoke. All looked intentional. Someone else there that night was Phil Hamuel, who was a carnival hand. Many of these were out of work a long time, but he may have been too close to really see the nature of the beast. I was across enough water to measure the scope. Poor men do not belong in rich men's houses.